You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The ransomware cyber attack that occurred 2 weeks ago on Louisiana's state government computer servers disrupted several state agency operations and prompted Governor John Bel Edwards to declare a state of emergency. The state activated its cybersecurity response team following the ransomware attack on government servers, and according to a press release, the state did not lose any data nor pay any ransom, and no personal data was compromised, as state cyber experts explained the attack was aimed at disrupting state server operations only. The shutdown was to prevent any unauthorized access and allow tech teams to take necessary cybersecurity measures. While inconvenient, the breach was nowhere near the worst-case scenario of widespread data theft or crippled government services for weeks or months. During a recent meeting of the Joint House and Senate Budget Committee, Republican Senator Sharon Hewitt from Slidell praised the quick response from Louisiana's Technology Services Office to the November 18th ransomware, but asked about potential vulnerabilities for future attacks.
So does it make us more vulnerable or more likely that we could see more incidents similar to this or attempts to hack into our system?
Neil Underwood, Louisiana's Deputy Chief Information Officer, explained cyber attacks are a daily reality of the computer age.
Generically, we get thousands of attempts to access our system every single day, 365 days a year. So it's hard for us to tell if that trend is going up or down.
The cyber attack came 2 days after the November 16th runoff election. Governor John Bel Edwards explained during his first post-election press conference that he would work to bolster Louisiana's cybersecurity defenses. This is Red River Radio News.